I've never actually heard anyone use that. I've heard it in some context.
And what about this disease that children used to die from because they choked to death?
Diphtheria.
And the disease that causes skin to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if I get a severe pain right about here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
You heard that call me that?
Nope.
Is that old fashioned?
Nope.
And if somebody eats something that disagrees with it, you might have to
throw up.
Anything else?
Vomit. Throw up is the politest term that I know for it. When I was a child, I said spit up. And then my mother decided that throw up sounded nicer than spit up. She heard someone else saying throw up, so I started using that. And vomit is the more or less neutral term, but it's going over into the crude territory.
Well, what about if you wanted to get downright crude about it, if you were joking about it, you might say, oh, so-and-so was leaning over the rail.
I wouldn't say it, but puke is a cruder term.
What about a person who's that way? You say he's sick where?
At his stomach.
A gossipy person who likes to spread bad news. When she hears something, you might say, well, she'd hardly gotten the news before she came right over.
To tell me. And by the way, going back to the vomit question, I probably ought to say that when I was in college, I did use barf as the euphemism for vomit, but I have not used that in years.
Okay. Well, talking about the these auxiliaries, if you invite somebody to come over, you might say something like, well now, if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'd use a contraction. I would not say shall. I would say I will.
Okay. Well, what about if you were, you and someone else are going to be glad to see me, you might say that we
will be glad to see you. Again, I would not say shall, I would say we will.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use anything besides glad there?
Nothing other than happy to see you. Mm-hmm. Delighted to see you.
What about, have you heard people say we'll be proud to see you? Would you ever be likely to say that?
I would not be likely to say it. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say it seriously. I've heard people say it facetiously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so talking about a child that's misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a boy who keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, and the neighbors figure he's getting serious about her. You say he's doing what?
Dating her? Going steady with her? Seeing her? That's all I can think of at the moment.
Anything that strikes you as old-fashioned?
Courting is an old-fashioned term that I've heard, but I don't believe is ever used anymore. I've never used.
And you would say that he is her
boyfriend? Or steady? Okay.
Okay. And she's his
girlfriend? His girl?
Okay. Say if the boy comes home late at night with lipstick all over his collar and he's caught by his little brother, you might say, uh-huh, you've been
kissing. Necking, making out. I don't know if that's used anymore. That was used back in my youth.
Yeah.
I've heard petting. I'm not sure of the age of that expression. Okay.